S&P futures opened Thursday around 7,682 but have been drifting lower through the overnight session. Right now they are sitting near 7,669, off about 0.09% from the prior close. Not dramatic, but the directional drift through the early morning is worth watching as markets absorb the continued Iran uncertainty and parse Altman's AI bubble warning.
The broader tech sector has been pricing in a lot of optimism about AI revenue trajectories, and Altman's comments are the kind of thing that can shake loose some of those assumptions. Not a correction-level shock, but a recalibration.
Let's connect the Bessent G20 story to the market picture. Bessent confirmed that 19 of the 20 G20 nations, that's everyone except China, agreed that Beijing's export subsidy model for manufactured goods is economically unsustainable. That level of diplomatic consensus is unusual, and it matters for U.S. companies that compete with Chinese manufacturers in global markets. Steel, solar panels, electric vehicles, and increasingly AI hardware components are all affected by Chinese overcapacity and subsidized pricing.
The trade framework implications are significant. When you have 19 countries aligned on a diagnosis, you're closer to having 19 countries aligned on a response, whether that's coordinated tariffs, market access restrictions, or procurement rules that exclude Chinese suppliers. That's a structural tailwind for domestic manufacturers and a headwind for import-dependent retail and consumer electronics.
Intel's decision not to sell the Folsom campus, as we discussed, is a small signal, but it points towards something happening in the domestic semiconductor story. CHIPS Act funding is flowing, Taiwan Semiconductor's Arizona fab is ramping, and Intel's foundry business is trying to find its footing. The corporate real estate decision suggests Intel's leadership believes they need the physical capacity that campus represents.
The Altman AI infrastructure warning and the Intel campus story are almost mirror images. Altman is saying too much capital is going into GPU infrastructure with insufficient demand to back it up. Intel is saying we're keeping this campus because we believe demand for domestic semiconductor capacity is real and durable. Both can't be entirely right, which means the market is going to sort this out over the next 18 to 24 months.
The cybersecurity angle, the 153 million driver's license database and Booz Allen's autonomous hacking claims, has direct commercial implications too. Cybersecurity as a sector has been in a multi-year bull run because the attack surface keeps expanding and defense spending follows. Events like the driver's license breach are terrible for victims, but tend to accelerate enterprise security spending and drive insurance premium adjustments that flow through to managed security service providers.
The Meta smart glasses camera disabling is also a business story, in that it sets a precedent for how aggressively hardware manufacturers can respond to product modifications. The liability-driven logic is clear. If your device gets used for covert recording because someone disabled the privacy light, you're potentially liable. But the user backlash creates reputational costs that will show up in next-generation product adoption curves.